Welcome to the Confluence Investment Management biweekly geopolitical report podcast for May 23rd, 2022. Ukraine is not the only geopolitical hotspot around the world. Because of the Ukraine war, North Korea may have attracted less popular scrutiny lately, but its nuclear ambitions remain strong. I'm Phil Adler. Confluence staff economist Thomas Wash joins us now to discuss why North Korea continues to deserve the attention of investors. Now, periodically, Thomas, North Korea engages in saber rattling and will fire off an occasional test missile. What is the country and its current leader, Kim Jong-un, trying to accomplish?
Thank you for having me. North Korea typically launches missiles following the election of a new leader in South Korea. This saber rattling is North Korea's way of reminding the South of its military strength. Another possible reason is that they launched the missile in reaction to the war in Ukraine. North Korea has feared being invaded ever since the Japanese took it over from 1910 to 1945. Hence, the launch is also a reminder to the rest of the world that it is prepared to fight back against any potential invader.
Is defense the country's primary objective, or are there offensive goals as well?
North Korea's primary objective is to create a deterrent, so it does not have to rely on another country to protect it. In short, having a nuclear weapon gives it the potential to discourage another country from trying to invade it.
Well, clearly, North Korea values its nuclear capabilities. Sanctions have not been a deterrent. Why haven't sanctions been able to change the country's behavior?
North Korea knows that as long as it borders China, the threat of U.S.-led military action is minimal. As a result, the country understands that sanctions are likely the worst punishment it will face for its nuclear program. For North Korea, a country that just fears invasion, these sanctions are merely just the cost of securing its own protection.
Could it be that sanctions may have actually had a negative impact?
Yes, the sanctions reinforce the notion that North Korea needs to be self-reliant. If anything, these sanctions put pressure on the government to quickly create these weapons to justify the years of economic pain.
Just how strong is North Korea's military?
On paper, North Korea's military is formidable. It has a sizable army and artillery. However, its forces aren't really battle-tested, and its weapons are outdated. Moreover, there isn't much evidence that North Korea could perform well in conventional warfare against better trained and more sophisticated militaries.
Focusing on the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear weapons, how great is it?
From our research, North Korea has enough nuclear weapons to blow up all of Los Angeles. So it can significantly hurt a country, but not enough to debilitate it. Hence, the country will likely still need to fight a conventional war after depleting its nuclear arsenal.
How likely is a direct nuclear strike against the United States?
Assuming that the U.S. does not try to attack North Korea, the likelihood of a nuclear strike against the U.S. is minimal. North Korea can wipe out an entire city with its nuke, but the U.S. can wipe out the whole country with their nukes. Thus, it is unlikely North Korea will launch a missile against the U.S.
Thomas, is there any reason to fear a North Korean-Russian alliance?
Although Russia supports North Korea's ambition to challenge U.S. hegemony, it does not support its nuclear program. Instead, Russia fears that if North Korea develops these weapons, it could sell them to terrorist groups.
What's the country's relationship to China?
North Korea and China have a complex relationship. Beijing prefers that the current regime remains in power to provide a buffer between China and a U.S. ally. North Korea relies on China for trade. Yet, despite the usefulness of their relationship, they don't really like each other. China views North Korea's nuclear program as a nuisance, and North Korea resents the perception that China controls it.
So, is it fair to say that North Korea can be seen as a lone wolf type of threat?
Yeah, I think that is a fair statement. The country has decided to go it alone on its nuclear program. Despite its ties with Russia and China, both of these countries support its sanctions against North Korea.
And what lessons might North Korea learn from observing the Ukraine war?
The Ukraine war has taught North Korea to never give up its nuclear weapons. Russia likely would not have invaded Ukraine if it still had its nuclear arsenal.
Do you think, Thomas, North Korea could follow the example of Russia and test U.S. resolve by threatening nuclear war to achieve its goals?
There's some speculation that North Korea could threaten a nuclear strike against any country that intervenes in its invasion of South Korea. However, I'm not confident that this will be the case. As I mentioned in the report, North Korea's ability to defeat South Korea is questionable, and its ability to control the country after defeating it is highly doubtful.
Well, taking all this into account, what's the likely U.S. policy toward North Korea going forward?
Well, I don't really see the U.S. changing its policy in the future. It will likely ramp up sanctions, but nothing further.
Now, Confluence Investment Management already favors defense stocks and commodities in this current environment as geopolitical tensions increase around the world. Is North Korea simply another reason to favor these types of investments?
Yes, we believe that as North Korea makes progress in its nuclear program, Indo-Pacific countries will begin to increase their defense spending. There is also a risk that other countries could start their own nuclear program. If we are correct, the resulting instability should be favorable for commodities.
Thank you, Thomas. If you want more information on North Korea and the history of how the country became a nuclear power in the first place, you'll find it in this week's written Confluence Investment Management Geopolitical Report. Go to confluenceinvestment.com and click on the Biweekly Geopolitical Report tab on the right side of the homepage near the top. The report is titled Going Nuclear with North Korea. Our discussion today is based upon sources and data believed to be accurate and reliable. We wish to state that opinions and forward-looking statements expressed are subject to change without notice. This information does not constitute a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security. Our engineer is Dane Stoll. I'm Phil Andrew.